The medical examiner has ruled the death of a young social media influencer in Connecticut last month was due to acute intoxication from a lethal mix of drugs and alcohol. The death of Lauren Smith Fields now ruled an accident. Her family is demanding more answers and suing the police and the city of Bridgeport. News Nation's Kelly Beeson is here with a closer look at this case tonight. Kelly.
Well, Marnie, as you know, in any death investigation, the first person authorities typically take a close look at is the spouse or romantic partner. And that's why the family of Lauren Smith Fields is so frustrated that police aren't looking into the man who was with her when she died, who she had just recently met on a dating app. Her family's calling the investigation racially biased, and now calls are getting louder for police to do more.
On Sunday, hundreds turned out to demand justice for Lauren Smith Fields on what would have been her 24th birthday.
No one is going to discard my daughter like she's rubbish.
The investigation garnering national attention after police were called to her Bridgeport, Connecticut home early on December 12th by an older white man who claimed they had just met on the dating site Bumble. According to the incident report, he said he had come to her apartment for their first date the night before. He said they were drinking shots of tequila and Lauren became ill. He carried her to her bedroom and laid down next to her and fell asleep. At 6:30 a.m., he woke up and she was not breathing, so he called 911. The family wanting to know why police aren't corroborating the man's story.
And her brother, Lakeem, asking this detective, are you going to investigate this incident? He responded to Lakeem and said, well, there's nothing, in quotation, there's nothing to investigate. He seems like a really nice guy.
And possible DNA evidence at the scene, which may have contradicted the man's account, not collected for 2 weeks.
On the 29th of December, they had the police come and collect this stuff. And the police had the nerve to tell them, is there anything else you think that we should collect?
My name is Attorney Darnell Crossland. I'm calling about an investigation with the Bridgeport Police Department in regards to Lauren Smith Fields.
The family attorney saying calls to the state's forensic lab reveal no evidence has been submitted for analysis. He's filed notice of a lawsuit against the city of Bridgeport, hoping it will spur action in the case.
So we are very upset, and we had to file this notice of a lawsuit because we need to compel answers and we need to compel due process.
Lose your daughter, your only daughter, your baby girl, at such a ripe age of 23 years old, and to be treated the way we was treated by Bridgeport Police Station and the department is unacceptable.
Now, we reached out to the city of Bridgeport for the response to the family's lawsuit and have not yet heard back. Today's ruling that the death was an accidental overdose not going to deter this family from seeking answers when they say police have not done enough to find out what really happened. Marnie.
Kelly, thank you.